First, traditional beadwork, pottery, weaving, and other types of art are a big part of the Menominee culture, but keeping those traditions alive takes some effort. Our next guest is a teacher in Kashina who's passing along Menominee arts and language, and he was recently named one of Wisconsin's 5 Teachers of the Year. Benjamin Greenone is a traditional arts teacher at Menominee Indian High School, and he's the first Teacher of the Year from one of the state's First Nations. Ben, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get into your classroom, I want to hear how you felt when you found out you were named one of the state's 5 Teachers of the Year.
It was pretty amazing. It made me really nervous because they had a great big, gathering in our school, and we had our drummers and dancers come out and did an honor song, and my family came out. When I got up on stage, I didn't know they were coming. And, it was pretty amazing.
That's great. And a big focus of your teaching is traditional Menominee art. So what kind of things does that include for the students to do?
Let's see. Today, actually, we were out behind the school digging a pit for our traditional pottery class. We're going to do a pit firing for their final project for the last project of the year. So we do pottery. I do beadwork. I do a class called Wood, Stone, and Bone, which is experimental archaeology. We look at Menominee artifacts and see if we can figure out how they were created. I do a indigenous film class, looking at how indigenous people have been represented in film since the silent era up till now. And I'm also working on a traditional weaving and basketry class for next year.
A lot of what you're doing, not so much the film, I guess, but a lot of it is taking these Menominee traditions, keeping them alive, passing them on to a new generation. Why was that important to you as a teacher?
Because nobody's doing it. And a lot of these arts that I'm working with the kids are dying arts. And so we have the language around everything that I'm doing in my class. Our traditional language describes pretty much everything that I can do with my kids in the classroom. So it's really easy to incorporate our language and our culture into the arts.
And as I understand it, in a lot of ways, you are going back and learning how to do these things yourself. How do you track down maybe a technique, say, that nobody was there to pass down to you?
I look for other people that are, it's kind of a cultural renaissance going on right now. There's people all around the Great Lakes, Native people that are reviving a lot of these arts. I go to a traditional gathering every year up in Drummond Island of Great Lakes traditional artists. And so I get to interact and do art with them and talk about being teachers in the classroom.
And so much of what you're talking about is learning by doing for the students. How do they react when you bring in the beadwork or head out, like you said, behind the school and fire up that that pit you dug?
It's interesting. Every day is kind of a challenge for me. Some of the students, they're visual learners, and some of them need to be out and playing games and doing stuff. So I try and have a little bit of everything going on so that they can participate in what they feel comfortable participating in. So it's a lot of organized chaos, but it works.
And you mentioned the Menominee language, and you incorporate that as much as you can into the classroom. How does that end up working out for you?
It works out really well. Most of the things that we do every day, if somebody asks me for a needle, they say Mesana Saponikun, which means give me a needle. And, we have things for pass me the scissors or can I go to the bathroom even, Nakato Shi and Wake Yamesa, they tell me that every time they need to go. So it's really easy if we use things that we do every single day that they can use and feel comfortable with, actually doing that right in the class.
Talking to Benjamin Greenone, traditional arts teacher at Menominee Indian High School, one of our Teachers of the Year here in Wisconsin this year. I understand you spend a lot of time, Benjamin, outside of the classroom, trying to keep the Menominee culture alive and flourishing as well. What kind of things do you do extracurricular?
I'm on the Menominee Language and Culture Commission. I'm the vice chair. It's my third year, I believe, on the commission, and we work on getting our language teachers certified. We also, anything that has to do with language or culture that comes into the tribe, we kind of oversee. I am a volunteer organizer at the Mawachesnia Language, Culture, and Arts Center here on the reservation. They set aside about 3 acres and a building for us right on the lake to practice our traditional arts. We do wild rice singing in the fall. We do maple sugaring in the spring. We have traditional gardens there in the summertime, and we do some storytelling and stuff in the winter. And we also have family camps and our culture camps that come through. I'm also a culture camp counselor. We spend 2 weeks out in the middle of nowhere and in our forest on one of our traditional village sites, working with youth ages 12 to 17.
When I think of traditional cultures, you know, there are cultures and traditions, but every artist puts their own spin on them too. Do you see your students taking the pottery or the beadwork that you teach them and taking it in new directions?
Oh, absolutely, all the time. I try not to limit them on using our traditional designs. Anything that gets them excited about doing beadwork or pottery or weaving a basket and letting them kind of explore that. That's the most important thing to me is getting them excited to do something like that. And as they start to build their skill, then I, you know, start showing them how our ancestors did it, and they get kind of excited about that and want to use their newfound skills to create some of the objects that our ancestors have created for thousands of years.
Do you feel like the students are having that connection with the traditions and the history that kind of gradually dawns on them through the class?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a really close-knit community, and our culture and our traditions are very much embedded in it, pretty much everything that we do. So being able to express themselves through art and through our culture and through language, I think is something that gives them a unique feeling, a feeling of connection to our community.
You mentioned the idea of a renaissance going on, and I've talked to guests on the show who say American culture at large tends to look at Native American culture as something in the past. You know, this is in the 19th century or before. Is it a part of your goal to make sure that people know this is something that's alive, that's happening in 2018?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, I have one student that's beating a notorious big medallion. I've got students doing different kinds of pottery that's not not traditional, I would say, but runs in the traditional vein. So they're kind of branching out and really getting their own voice as what it means to be a Menominee artist living in 2018.
And speaking of branching out, do you have ideas in your head like, oh, I'd love to add this either to the curriculum or as an extracurricular? Is there something you're looking to do next?
I'd like to do some more building outside. I think that getting my kids outside of the classroom and actually working out in our forest, where our school is kind of surrounded by forest, and it's an easy walk to get there and be immersed in a whole different environment. Getting them to understand what you know, like what plants are useful for dyes and what kind of fungus we can possibly eat or use, and you know, traditionally, and like doing more plant identification and just, I guess, really getting outside and doing more things like that.
Well, I want to take your class now, Benjamin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Ben Greenone is a traditional arts teacher at Menominee High School in Keshena, one of the state's 5 Teachers of the Year. He was with us to talk about his work to keep Menominee arts and language alive with his students.